again, this is Yitznovak. We're studying Masechta Baba Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 7th Perek, 3rd Mishnah. The person is conducting a business deal, and they say, Mida Bechevel Ani Mocher Lecha, Hen Haser, Hen Yaser. The person says, I'm selling you whatever it is with a strict measure of a rope, be it less or be it more. So first he says, I'm selling it to you with a precise measurement, and then the second clause is, more, whether it is be it less, be it more. That second piece, hen haser hen yaser, rules out the measure of the rope, the exact measurement. So bitel, the hen haser hen yaser of the mida b'cheva. So if a person says this, he says it in a way, I'm selling you as measured right by a rope, be it less or be it more, he's basically defining the sale with two contradictory statements. And first he says that the measures are precise. Second, he says the measures are not precise. Hen haser, hen yaser, meaning is not precise. Because he said hen haser, hen yaser last, that supersedes the exact measurement, mida b'chevo, which he says first. However, if the case is where he says hen chaser hen yaser mida b'chevo, where the first clause is it's not going to be precise and the second clause is it's going to be precise, again contradictory stipulations, the second statement which indicates that the measures are going to be precise will prevail over the first. So here we have bitel mida b'chevel hen haser hen yaser. The mida b'chevel, the precise clause, supersedes the imprecise clause of hen haser hen yaser. Tiver ben nanas. These are the words of ben nanas. So basically, what we've learned is the second of the two contradictory statements is that indicates the actual will of the buyer or of the seller. Besimav uvimitzarev. If the sale is described by its marks and boundaries, pachos mishasus, if the difference of the actual marks where they are in practice versus what they were described are less than a sixth, higio, then the sale works and it has to be accepted. However, adjusus, if the shortfall is greater than the sixth, yinakya, he has to deduct it. The price must be adjusted accordingly, in which case the buyer receives a refund. Similarly, if there would be an extra, if it would be off by too much, then the owner would have to would receive the extra land in return from the buyer. Mishnah Dalin. Homer Chaveder, somebody says to his friend, Chatzi Sada Ani Mocher Lech. The person says, I'm selling you half the field. Mishamnin Beinehem, they divide the field between them. Benotel Chatzi Sadeo. And he takes his half of the field. However, if the case was said, the deal was structured where they said, Chatzi Badarim Ani Mocher Lech, I'm selling you half, the southern half of the field. They divide the field and he takes the southern half, even if the southern half is not necessarily as good, or in the case of it would be better than the northern half. He has to accept upon himself the place for the fence, charetz uven charetz, a ditch, a wide ditch, and a narrow ditch. And basically, when the buyer accepts upon himself the sale, he's accepting upon himself with the inherent provision that he has to build that he has to have space for a fence there. There might be ditches there. There might be small ditches there, which are all done to protect the field. And he can't demand of the seller to provide this space for him. Mishnah asks, "Kamu charetz? How big is a wide ditch? Shisha tefachim, six hand tefachim, six hand by six tefachim. Uvem charetz, and how wide is a narrow ditch? Shlosha tefachim, three tefachim wide."